Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, top of the hour, time for your chance to win $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM $1,000 touchdown contest. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word SLEEP to 72881 and you're registered. That's SLEEP, S-L-E-E-P, to 72881. Joe Lax, SLEEP. Text it right now to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance at the top of the next hour, WQAM's $1,000 touchdown contest brought to you by Gunther Mazda for car buying done your way. You got to get to Gunther. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. SLEEP is the 9 a.m. code word.
Hey, getting back to the National Football League over the weekend and the Tom Brady play, I guess everybody has seen now. They showed it about 400 times yesterday. Breland Speaks, Kansas City linebacker, had a sack on Brady and pulled off at the last second, and Brady ended up scoring a touchdown, runs up the middle, scores a touchdown, and so that started all kinds of, look at what the new rules have done. Now guys are afraid to throw the quarterback down. It'll be a penalty, plus you'll get fined $20,000. That's what they've been fining all these guys for, taking quarterbacks down in an illegal hit. So anyway, and then Troy Vincent, who I'm not a huge fan of, former first-round pick of the Miami Dolphins, NFL VP of football operations now, says, no. He was talking yesterday at owners' meetings. He goes, no, he just missed the tackle. No, he just missed the tackle. Now, everybody that you watch on NFL Network and ESPN on the NFL shows got a little different take on what took place, because he swung around down low like he could have thrown him down. Like, the guy's strong. If he wanted to throw Tom Brady down,
throw him right at his head.
Yeah. This isn't exactly Cam Newton.
No.
So,
it's
mean, he could have thrown Brady down in a heartbeat, and he didn't. He let up. Now, I don't know if he missed. I don't know. I kept watching it after I listened to Peter King go, yeah, he just missed the tackle. They were right. And then others on ESPN were going, Troy Vincent, you just lie to people. You know he pulled off at the last second because he didn't want to end up throwing Brady down on his head.
15-yard penalty and automatic first down. That's what he's worried about.
Yeah, move the ball from the 10 to the 5 with fresh downs.
That's it. First and goal, whatever it was going to be. Yeah, whatever it was going to be. And I don't know what down that was. I'd have to go back and look. But if that was a third down play, you don't think that was in the back of his head too? Can't do anything stupid here. Either get the sack, maybe he threw the ball away. I just think it's what Troy Vincent's doing and what the NFL is doing is – it's a little too much when it comes to that with the quarterbacks, because now you got all these defenders worried. You got still some guys that don't care, that are just going to go in there and drill the quarterback.
Well, everybody
down to
should
whatever.
Do that. You should still.
You're right. That's what it should be.
I'm sure Kansas City coaches went back because it looks embarrassing. The guy
totally
let up, and you're like, dude, what are you doing? Then of course Brady scores. He runs in for the touchdown. But I am sure that every NFL team said, listen, I know these rules. We're not exactly sure, but you got to go all out. Of course, if the team said that to me, I said, are you guys going to pay the $20,000 in case he does land on his head when I throw him down? Because it will be a penalty.
I wonder if some teams start doing that.
Could they do that, Zach? I don't think you can. I think the
we'll take care of that penalty. Don't worry about it.
Because obviously owners could pay all the fines.
$20,000 to a guy who's got a couple B's in the bank.
So I don't know.
How do you fix this?
It's a crappy rule.
How do you is there a way to fix this or no?
By the way, that's not even the worst penalty going. They showed a number on penalties for holds down the field covering receivers. Basically, if you're on defense in the NFL, you're screwed now. Everything is for offense. Everything's for fantasy football. And the defenses are screwed. There's nothing you can do.
No.
You barely touch the guy or you wrap. They're calling everything. It's tough to be a pass rusher, and it's tough to cover. That's why when you get good ones, they're going to get paid a lot of money.
You're right.
But the numbers – by the way, the NFL, they did last week, at the owners' meetings going, hey, how great was Sunday and Monday night football? Numbers are up. Look at how fun they are to watch these games. We got all kinds of offense. Meanwhile, you got defensive coordinators and best players on defense going, well, this is great. I mean, how much more open does the league want to be about what they want to do?
They want to score points. They don't care about the defense. They want their quarterbacks to be safe. They don't care about this and that.
No, it's not everybody. The Ravens are still really good on defense. There are some teams.
No, that's
still
fine.
Really good, but the rules are so sided with the offense.
Score points, protect the quarterbacks. Don't touch our guys. We need quarterbacks in the league. That's it.
And the area and how quarterbacks go down and how you hit them and where you hit them, it's tough because they will tell you. I tell you every year we go to those meetings where the officials come in. They invite the radio teams to come in and you can ask questions. And they just said, before you guys ask any questions, our number one job is to keep starting quarterbacks healthy. Nobody wants to watch backup quarterbacks. It's bad for business, unless you're in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But right? So that's the whole message, is like, we're going to do it. And they were showing barely touch, or you think you touch the helmet. I'm the first guy to admit in the last game.
Go back to the Dolphin game.
Chicago Bear, that poor guy got screwed. He never touched Osweiler's helmet. Mm. He got 15 yards. I'll take it, but bad call.
Yep.
Anyway, that's where we are in this whole thing.
Let me read you a couple of Troy Vincent texts, by the way, because I know you're not a big fan. Troy Vincent, a puppet for the owners.
Correct.
Joe, I love Troy Vincent as a player, but as an NFL executive, he's an idiot. And the last one, like I said before, the team should pay the penalty if it's not a blatant legal hit.
They're just not.
That'll never happen. But
because what happens if they do that? The thought is, well, those guys just keep doing it.
It's gonna get worse. Yeah.
Going, hey, Mr. Owner, you picking that one up too? I put a tag on that bastard that time, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, I go back to Bountygate. That's what it'll end up being.
Nah, they won't.
Knock the quarterback out. Don't worry. If it's a $50,000 penalty, Stephen Ross got it. Don't worry.
We had. I was shocked. I saw the linebacker that taunted the guy out of bounds got a $10,000 for standing over. The guy got knocked out of bounds, and apparently guys were standing there, so he didn't say a word. He just stared at him. He got $10,000.
Lucky he didn't say a word. It would have been $15,000.
$20,000 for these hits on the quarterback. It's
How about this text? Points don't make it a better game. Who watches arena football?
A lot of people right now. Numbers. I didn't see Monday night numbers, but Sunday night numbers were up like 37%.
They were Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Monday and Sunday night.
Last drives.
Yeah. Last drive. They had the ball in their hands. You heard Tom Brady's comment when Kansas City scored. He gave me 3 minutes on the clock. Yeah, I was actually happy he scored.
I was glad he scored so fast. Yeah. The other funny thing about what happened over the weekend is everybody's talking about the Aaron Rodgers throws at the end of the game. Going backwards, the two throws he made to finish the game. Both guys, go back and look. Both guys are covered like a blanket. He makes outside throws, soft, towards the sideline, where his guy's either going to catch it.
Or it's dropped.
Or they're not. Yeah. And he puts them. I mean, I wanted to go out and catch one. They look so soft, and he's going back. He never sets and throws. Like, you must set and throw if you're going to be accurate. Mm. Not Aaron Rodgers. He's going back, flips two of the throws, and then he goes, you know, my kicker's been struggling. Instead of this long field goal, let me go ahead. Instead of just run it up the middle for a couple, let's go ahead and throw and get another 15 yards down the sideline so my buddy, the kicker, can make this. Mm.
Put him in good position, Mason Crosby.
He is.
After
he's
struggled.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry. Yep. He is my last drive quarterback of right up there of all time.
I'm still going Brady.
Plus, he can run.
Still going Brady.
Run like a...
Although more people have agreed with you than me.
Run like a rock star over there. We got heat opening up tonight, too, and so we'll get to see what happened. We got a lot of guys out tonight. If you're watching, Waiters, Johnson, Ellington, Winslow, not expected to play.
That's it, huh? Just those four?
Just those four. Okay, they got a lot of guys. They're fine, too.
I know.
They're fine. Tonight. You know Hassan Whiteside wants to get off to a big... I expect Hassan Whiteside...
Monster game tonight?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
I think we come in tomorrow morning and Hassan Whiteside's
got I want to write these numbers down. Where's he getting? Tell me.
I'm going to say 18 and 18.
Wow. That's a nice game.
Well, if you're going to do it on radio, no, do it.
I'll go.
Don't like do half ass.
I'll go better. I'm going to go 16 points, 22 rebounds.
Okay. Now he's writing it down.
I am. I want to beat my chest tomorrow morning. You know me.
You do like beating your chest.
It's my favorite part.
No question about that.
Anyway, when I'm wrong, we don't talk about it.
No. You're like our barber. You must have had a rough week. I haven't heard anything
from
him.
No text from
Lou? I don't even know if we quit over Carl's Barbershop.
I haven't even checked.
Lou might have quit. I haven't heard. Last week, he was beating his chest. I went in there. He had bruise marks all over his chest from beating it so hard. And Sweet Lou just disappeared.
They Big Lou, they do Sweet hot Lou. Shaves over there? Sweet Lou do a hot shave?
Yeah, he does. He does,
I'm in. I got to go see him.
No,
yeah.
He does the whole thing. Hot shaves. But I think he's a little quiet. Matter of fact, he puts those picks up on his mirror. So everybody can see him.
They're not there anymore?
I'm guessing he took them off as soon as he got in there Monday morning.
I got to look at last week's Big Lou picks. Because if he hasn't texted you yet, that means he had a bad week.
I don't even know, but the fact that I haven't heard from him, because last week he goes 4-1, he blew up my phone. I was in therapy. I was in with my counselor.
Well, his lock of the week is definitely was a loss anyway.
I knew it was bad when he called me twice when I was in with the counselor. It's only an hour. I didn't pick up for $200.
Canes didn't cover that 6.5-point spread, right? That was his lock of the week.
Was that the lock?
Yeah. I just opened it up to see the lock.
You're a bad guy.
I'm sorry.
Poor Big Lou is over there right now.
Listen, I'm coming to Lou for a hot shave. I'm not taking his picks, though.
You know who's in town, right? You heard the nose is in town.
I know.
The nose. We got to get into some. Are we doing a day early or is this normal?
Well, we switch it to Wednesdays because Wednesday's such a big day now in fantasy football with the waiver pickups.
It was Thursday. I just thought it.
No, you didn't lose a day. It's still Wednesday.
Then we got the boogeyman going to join us, Bob Bugner, Florida Panthers head coach. Boy, lose a tough one, man. Shootout last night.
I know.
After giving up 5 goals. They're lucky because they gave up 5 goals in the second period.
You can text in some questions right now for the nose on the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022 560.
How's the nose been doing? Has he been on?
Been doing pretty good. Be honest, last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, he's been.
I like the nose. He's not a chest beater.
No. I do that for him.
No. You're getting just. Yeah.
There's no more
around.
Room in the room when
exactly.
I'm beating my chest.
You got to do something before you start beating your chest. Really?
Nah.
You got to stop. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
Hey, welcome back, and good morning. You ready for a little fantasy?
Yeah, nose right in the studio with us and right on target. The mic breaks right off.
Yeah, that's all right. You got to hold it. The equipment does break down here.
Welcome to the studio.
Welcome to a QAM studio where usually half the time stuff doesn't work. But we don't bitch. We just keep on rolling. Look at you. You're ready to go.
I feel great. I'm comfortable
back
right now.
Back off. That's right. You pull it back. You turned a negative into a positive.
Very
nice
good.
Job by
Look
you.
That's
that.
How I do it.
What do we got coming in, though,
right,
for fantasy heads out there?
I'm just laughing hard. 56022 on the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. Ask the nose. We got a whole bunch of questions in here today. All right, let's get to this one. I need one standard flex, Yeldon, Ingram, or Alex Collins. You need one.
I don't like Ingram or Collins this week, so I'm going to go with Yeldon this week.
Yeldon this week for the Jags. Howard, Clement, or Coleman? Pick two. How about that?
Well, with now Freeman out for a while, I think Coleman's going to get his opportunity with Ito Smith backing him up. But I do like Coleman and Howard in that situation.
How do you like Ito Smith, by the way? Because I know that's going to be a big pickup this week.
The judge? Judge Ito?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. He scored 3 touchdowns in the last 3 games. So he's getting into the end zone. And now with Freeman out, you're going to look at this guy with an uptick. He's one of the must pickup on your waiver wires. And today is Wednesday, and we're now
Big
on Wednesdays for waiver wire pickups.
That's right. All right. It's a double bangy-dangy standard PPR league. Trubisky or Drew Brees? First question.
Why are we asking that? Why are we asking Trubisky versus Drew Brees? Of course it's Drew Brees. Trubisky's looking better. He's got Taylor Gabriel working. He's got Allen Robinson working for him, but I don't trust him overall right now over Drew Brees. That's a no-brainer.
Larry Fitzgerald or Dede Westbrook, same guy asking the same question.
Not a fan of either.
But how's Fitzgerald playing?
So far, it looks like he's taking a major step backwards right now.
This will be it.
It sounds like the end
on
of a bad team. On a bad team with a new quarterback. He's not getting the targets he once was. He's not getting the separation he once was. That being said, do I like him over Dede Westbrook? Yes, I do.
All right, quarterback question. Wentz or Goff?
Well, you might want to.
I'd love to have
might
want to
look into making a trade because both guys should be starting almost every week. But we're going to go with the McVay offense. We're going Goff. That Rams
never
offense.
Never thought we'd hear that. Right. Well, that's the way Wentz started his career.
This is a, you guys were just talking about in the last segment how the NFL has just become crazy pass happy, high scoring. Well, the Rams are the leading example of that. So you got to go with Goff.
You can make an argument outside of Golden State Warriors. The most entertaining product. Well, I don't shouldn't say it. Kansas City Chiefs are ridiculous, too.
No, but the Rams are fun to watch.
The Rams.
It's the Rams, the Chiefs, and then everybody else.
I think we get that, by the way, on a Thursday night later this season. I think Rams and Chiefs are on a Thursday night later on the season. Yeah. It's that or Monday night. Whatever. I know it's one of those primetime games. Yeah, yeah. Manny Sanders, Sammy Watkins, Taylor Gabriel, or Goodwin. Pick two. So Manny Sanders, Sammy Watkins, Taylor Gabriel, or Goodwin. Pick two, standard league.
I'm going with Sammy Watkins on this one for sure. I actually really like him this week. I know he hasn't done much so far this year, but he's going against the Bengals with the 28th, which is ranked 28th against the pass this week. I have a really good feeling about Watkins, so I would go with him. And Taylor Gabriel's become a very interesting player. He went from what, like a gadget type of player, someone that wasn't on the field all the time, and now he's on the field 90% of the time, and I think he's a must start now.
You didn't like Goodwin, huh?
I'm calling out Goodwin's last game as a little fluky. I don't trust C.J. Beathard. I certainly don't trust Kyle Shanahan's coaching right now. Usually after a game like that, I think that the defense is going to game plan against him and double team him because that's really the only weapon they have on the offense. So call it a gut feeling, but the nose is smelling.
Something there. Okay.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Green Bay didn't realize how fast he was running down the middle of the field. Maybe the one of the top three fastest guys in football.
Decently fast. By the way, Rams and 49ers this week. So Goodwin going against that Rams defense this week in there. I don't know if the two cornerbacks are back or whatever yet, are both healthy. Beckham Jr. or Julian Edelman? Wow, I never thought I'd ask that question.
Yeah.
Again, a situation where both guys should be in your starting lineup. The other wide receivers on your team better be really good because it's very hard to bench either of them. I'm starting Odell Beckham in every league, every week. I don't think twice about it.
What's up with Eli, man? I don't even think. I know everybody's on Beckham right now. And Eli's a really nice guy and been a great player. And he's probably a Hall of Famer. He is a Hall of Famer. Mm. But he's
won two Super Bowls against the Pats. He's gonna get
I actually like Eli a lot this week. And
Dude,
I might get
really?
Booed. And this is not reality football. This is fantasy football, and he's still throwing the ball a lot, and he has that Saquon Barkley who can make him look real good, real fast. He's got the weapons to do it. So I actually really do like him this week against the Falcons, who are the secondary that have just torn ACLs one after the next after the next. So just based on matchups, I actually like Eli this week as a player that if you have one of your quarterbacks on bye, if it's Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Big Ben, or Russell Wilson, I'm actually recommending Eli Manning to be starting this week.
Monday Night Football, by the way, Giants and Falcons this week coming up.
Oh,
in the dome?
He left that out.
Yeah, that's right.
Falcons D. Yeah.
Falcons D is Falcons, no bueno.
Right. I want to answer this for them. I think I can. Breeze or Winston this week.
Why don't you take this one?
All right, I'm going to go Drew Breeze for the nose this week. Because Drew Brees is basically a must-start, and Jameis Winston, even though he had a decent week last week, is, you know, I'm still starting Drew Brees over that anyway. Here's a good one. Patrick Mahomes or Cam Newton this week?
It's Patrick Mahomes all day, every day. No question about it. Pat Mahomes is a must-start. And if you have someone like Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes, because you picked Mahomes to be your backup, it's time to make a trade. You can tweet at me, and I'll let you know what to do with that situation. But Pat Mahomes, I think we all understand now it's proven. You're starting him, and he's the future of the NFL.
How can guys get so open as they did the other night? And Mahomes actually missed a couple throws to start the game. Running back blows by the linebacker. He's open by 10 yards. And he's really good. I agree. Got the big arm.
Okay, more quarterback questions. 56022 Kendall Toyota or West Kendall Toyota text line. Wentz, Watson, or Winston? A lot of W quarterbacks there. Carson Wentz.
The W club. Who do you like?
W club there.
That's a tough one. I'm going to go with Wentz on that particular one. I have this, you know, listen, Tampa's going to have to be playing from behind a lot this year, so they might throw Winston. He might throw the ball, you know, 50 times a game, but he's going to throw his interceptions. Carson Wentz right now at home against the Panthers. I just have a really nice feeling that's a 300-yard game, a few touchdowns. It's a safe pick. That's the player that I would recommend.
All right, two questions, fantasy questions for Joe Rose come in here. Knows you can take a seat for these. Vanessa or Bianca? That's the first one.
Oh, let's go.
Yes, finally.
Oh, boy, those are
tough one, man.
Two of my favorites of all time. See, people know my favorites. That put me on the spot, but they're both out
in
L.A.
Gotta
no, they're
one.
Both in L.A. now, so I'm good. But word does get back to both of them.
Yeah. Got to pick one. Got to put you on the spot.
Oh, my God.
If I put nose on the spot, I got to put you on the spot.
No, it's legit. I'm going to go Bianca.
Bianca, okay. I got another one for you. Hollywood or no Hollywood?
Oh, we got to have that vote if we want to keep him.
Might be our Twitter poll of the day tomorrow. Hollywood or no Hollywood?
He's probably just leaving and going, yeah, I want to see what those bastards are going to say about me now.
So pissed off.
We miss him. We miss him.
Oh, that's so nice.
That's so very nice.
It's such a lie, though.
Political.
Terrible lie. 56022, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. If we don't get to your questions for the nose, hashtag ask the nose on Twitter, and I'll explain to you why in a second. Let me get to another question or two here. A defensive question for the nose. Dolphins defense or Panthers defense this week?
We're not starting the Panthers defense in Philadelphia against Carson Wentz, so go with your Miami Dolphins.
Hollywood just texted me, keep. He is listening right now, and he just said keep at that point.
Yeah, you keep him.
All right, let's get to the nose pick of the week. Like I said, if we don't get to your question here on the text line, I'll explain to you why we can still answer it. Hashtag ask the nose, because on WQAM.com right now and iTunes, starting today, we'll be launching the Zach and the Nose podcast.
You guys have been trying to do it for a month.
That's great. We finally got it done. Len finally got it done for us.
Four shows later.
Yeah, we've done a whole bunch of practice ones, and we finally got the new one in there.
Practice ones are really good.
Yeah, so I'll tweet out the link today. We should have the second episode posted. The first episode we did last week, we actually posted, just so you can go back and listen to it, because the Nose had some good ones on there. But we'll post a fresh one tomorrow morning on WQAM.com and iTunes and all that. All right, Nose pick of the week this week.
Last week, I would like to finally know.
Here's chest beating.
A little bit. Just a little bit. I had Sony Michel, and I had him breaking out, and he did have two touchdowns, and he had 100 yards. So I'm feeling much better after the Tyler Boyd disaster of a few weeks ago, and I just felt I had to just say it. But okay, nose pick of the week.
Yes.
First time ever doing this. I am recommending a tight end. We've been doing this for five seasons now. I have never recommended a tight end for the nose pick of the week. And he's one of your Miami Hurricanes, David Njoku.
Wow.
Cleveland Browns. I finally believe that Baker Mayfield has found his target, and it's not Jarvis Landry right now. It's Njoku. He had 9 targets last week. He had a touchdown. He is now breaking out. And it's just before it's happening. So if he's on your waiver wires right now, pick him up. If he's on your bench, put him in your lineup. He's going against the worst defense in the NFL. I've been saying this over and over. Tampa is an embarrassment. They fired their DC. It's just a really good play. David Njoku, tight end. Nose pick of the week.
All right, there you go. Good. Not bad. Games in Tampa this week. All right, like I said.
Strong stuff.
Hollywood again says, I miss you guys. He just wants more votes for him. I think we're going to vote the other way starting tomorrow in our poll. That is the Nose, at Spencer Nose on Twitter. Like I said, we have a podcast going as well, WQAM.com and iTunes, Zach and the Nose podcast. Fresh one will be put up tomorrow morning for that. Nose, thank you as always. We'll see you again next week there, buddy.
Bob Boogner, Florida Panthers head coach, joins us next. We'll talk to the boogeyman off of last night's shootout loss right now.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Head coach of your Florida Panthers, Bob Boogner, joins us this morning. Coach, how are you, buddy?
Well, I've been better.
Yeah. I try to do that one easy, coach.
I always wonder when a coach has lost games and how Zach's going to, because Zach's got great people skills, like how he's going to handle, like, coach, how you doing? And then we get usually, and you, of course, I've had better days, Zach. I'm not going to lie to you.
Listen, coach, I could have brought you in with doom and gloom music and been like, here comes the head coach of your Florida Panthers after a loss yesterday. Like, I didn't want to do that.
Or you could do like a lot of these guys and just go, Coach, you're not coaching well enough. You don't have good enough players, organizations. What do you got to say today, Coach?
All right, I'd like to start over, Coach. Coach, what happened last night? There it is.
There
That's
you go.
How
what
started.
Happened?
There it is.
Hey, let's jump into last night, Coach. First of all, you give up 5 goals in a period. We haven't seen that in a while. But you're able to actually come back in this thing, down 3 goals, and tie it up before losing in a shootout. So how do you look at last night's game?
Well, it's amazing, the roller coaster. I mean, we're there's so many good things, and then of course there's a lot of bad things, and we talked about since day one cleaning up the bad things, and it just seems it's not so much a structural breakdown. It's just it's a giveaway or it's a turnover at the wrong time of the game, and they're finding their way in the back of our net right now. I think that I think you try and get a goalie to bail you out on your mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. It's usually a team that makes less that wins every night. And you look around the league at the scoreboard and see what's going on in the league. There's no 2-goal lead safe right now. It happened again 3 or 4 times last night in different games around the league. So you've got to be able to get the lead, and then and we can't get that second one. We're always in a 1-0 lead, or a 2-1 lead, and trying to find that next goal, and it's not happened. So that means you just got to tighten up defensively.
Coach, I want to ask you about Michael Hutchinson making a start in goal last night. He gives up 5 goals. What's going through your mind in that second period as a coach? What are you thinking there? You close to making a change, or what happens?
Yeah, I think that we have 3 games this week, and back-to-backs, playing Washington Friday. We fly home, probably get home about 3-4 in the morning. We got a game on Saturday against Detroit at home. So I got to manage these guys and make sure that, we're playing them the right ways and not burning anybody. So thinking about it, but at the end of the day, there was a couple plays that we made that were blatant turnovers, stepping up at the wrong time in the blue line, 2-on-1, those kind of things. So he did make some big saves earlier in the game before that, and I never thought that we were out of the game. We were playing good offensively. The momentum change is killing us right now, but to come back from 5-2, we dominated the first period. We dominated the third period. And to come back from 5-2 in this league, doesn't matter what building, what team you're playing, it's a tough thing to do, and it showed a little bit of character.
Barkov, 2 goals last night. I'm trying to find positives and everything for you there, but it just seems like every night he's doing something for that team.
He was a beast all night. He really was. He from the drop of the puck, and he scored a couple big goals, scored in the shootout. He's just one of those guys. I wish we had more of him. He's just the ultimate player for us. But, you look at the season so far, and we get into Tampa Bay and lose in a shootout. Last night we lose in a shootout. We lose 2 minutes to go against Columbus. It's such a fine line. We can honestly be at this point over a 500 hockey team with a few wins in our pocket, and we're not. So that's the difference, is the little details right now.
Let's talk about those power play goals. Off to a slow start, 0-for-14 before last night. What happens on that? I always loved it when the power play, what is it when you look at it? Do you keep trying different combos, or do you stick with guys and just know these are the best guys?
Yeah, we switched it. We switched the look of it a little bit last game, 2 games ago, and we have, we've maneuvered around with some of the personnel, but at the end of the day, your 5 or 6 guys you're going to use,
right?
Pretty well know your setup. You got to look for weaknesses in the other team, how they're killing penalties, what's available, and then you got to execute. And the one thing is, when your power play is not going well, it's like anything else, it's simplifying it. It's putting pucks in the net and outnumbering them at the net and getting traffic. And we did that last night. I mean, the game before, it doesn't count on the score sheet, but Trocheck or one of their guys was just stepping out of the box, and we scored Trocheck's goal. So it was a power play goal. It doesn't count. So I feel the last couple games is turning around. Our penalty kill was real good last night. We had a kill of 4-on-3 in overtime, and gave us a chance to get that to get to the shootout.
Coach, status and timetable for Luongo, is anything updated, or is it still just about what we heard about a week ago?
Yeah, he looked really, to be honest with you, really rough the first week. And about 2 days ago before we left, he started actually turning the corner on the rehab. So that's a positive sign. Again, I think, when it first happened, I think 2 to 4 weeks. I think it's going to be more like, late 3 to 4 weeks. And we want to make sure, hopefully, we can keep him healthy for the rest of the year. And let's be honest, that's a big difference in our game right now. I mean, Louis's a heck of a goalie when he's healthy. And, no matter how good Rimes plays, no matter how good Hutch plays, we're missing our starting goalie.
Yeah. Let me ask you about the minor league team. How is it stacked up? You had to make some tough decisions at the end of the year, and how quickly can some of those guys have a chance to get on the big squad?
Well, you know what? I mean, it's my job to hold these guys accountable. And, you know, if someone's not playing well, number one, you sit down, you talk, you have shift tape. Number two, you know, your option is scratch them out of the lineup. Number three is, you know, you're calling someone up to take his place, really.
That's true.
How it works. And
right.
Lamico actually came up last week because of injuries. He's played really well for us. Our Springfield team, they did a good job this summer of getting some veterans down there. And they're off to a good start. Henrik Borgstrom, his first weekend pro, had a heck of a weekend, piled up the points. We got some good players down there. So, you know, the Jacob McDonald kid that was up here last week scored his first NHL goal. So those things, we got some depth in the minors now, and we won't be afraid to use those guys because I said at the beginning of the year, it's a competition for jobs this year. And we're a deeper team, and we haven't played up to our potential yet. We will. I told the guys after the game last night, stay patient because there's a lot of great things happening. We definitely have to clean up some stuff, but you know, we'll get where we need to be. It's just you know, it's been a little bit of a tough start here.
Head coach of the Florida Panthers, Bob Boogner, joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Two game suspension's almost done now for Mike Matheson. What'd you think of that when it came out?
Well, you know, I mean, Matheson's a pretty honest player. He finished the guy hard, and the way they got tangled up and they went down, I guess it didn't look good on video. But I don't want to take that out of his game. I want to make sure that, you know, we want to be physical on everybody's talent. And, you know, the guy that he hit was a talented player, a young kid, up and coming superstar in the league. And I think, when the game's covered by Hockey Night in Canada and it's coast to coast out west, I mean, there's a lot of pressure, you know, for the league to get involved in things like that. And, you know, they've been talking about this for 4 days out there in Vancouver. So it's a little bit of a microscope.
Coach, when you guys get together, what are you talking to your team about the most as far as things that you want to see get cleaned up before the next one, as you're always looking at things?
Well, number one, I'm a broken record here, but it's puck management and knowing the clock and knowing who you're out there against and being smart. The minute, you know, we get caught trying to throw pucks up the middle of the ice or trying to make too many high-end plays and just instead of keeping it, you know, like hitting singles instead of trying to hit a home run every shift. Those are the kind of things we talk about. So that's hurting us. And, you know, just making sure that we have the intangibles in our game. I think that last night what I liked is, you know, I was on the guys of finishing checks and blocking shots and sacrificing your body for the team and, you know, details, those things. A lot of those things were present last night, so I was happy to see that. And we had a great first period. We were relentless. You know, we were physical. So, I mean, it's some good stuff happening, and those are the things that are going to win us games at the end of the day. It's just being the better team in the smaller areas.
All right, next time on the ice, Friday night, 7 o'clock in Washington for a 7 o'clock puck drop. Coach, best of luck. Get off the Schneid on Friday. We're looking for that first win. We're going to get it on Friday night.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Coach.
That's Bob Boogner joining us here this morning. Yeah, it's always hard when you bring
a coach
in. I
thought you were going to ask him about that mascot.
Oh, I should have.
Philadelphia, I swear.
That mascot gives me nightmares. Who makes that as their mascot?
First of
all, what the hell's wrong with those people in
Philly?
You know
what's really weird is, like, teams have been around a long time. They have great tradition. Especially like Philly. They don't usually do something like that.
Have, like, a crazy-looking mascot like that?
Yeah. Like, whacked out. I used to feel like that sometimes on my way home in the 80s about the way that thing looked.
Wow! Could that have been a picture? Because Joe Rose coming home in the 80s from Club Inferno?
Like, what in the hell am I doing?
Look at his hair.
Where,
look at
where
everything.
Where the hell am I right now?
My goodness.
What the hell's
gracious.
Going on here?
Yeah, I try to have different intros for Coach Boogner after winning a loss. I always try to keep it positive. The last couple seasons
no,
we had.
No, I always like when you go, like, he's lost four straight games. You go, Coach, how you doing? He goes, I've been better.
Well, maybe he had a cup of coffee, some pancakes this morning.
Zach is
know.
The nicest guy. Like, one thing about Zach, like, people are, he's the nicest guy. Like, everybody likes Zach, right? He didn't piss anybody off in the business. He really doesn't. Like, he could leave the other sports radio station. They all like him over there.
The old owner didn't like me. Yeah. They didn't like you either. I don't think he liked me because of you. Could that have been it?
I don't know. I don't want to
get I'm not taking the L for that one.
Get back in.
I'm not taking the L.
You love that day that those meetings take place.
Well, there's not too many times in one person's life when the boss comes into your workplace, bumps the other guy's chest, and tells him to sign a contract. Oh, I'm sorry. Was I not supposed to say that? Because that's what happened. You can't comment. You're probably in some sort of lawsuit or something.
Commenting on the... He did bump me, though.
He chest bumped you. He blocked me. In the studio.
He blocked me. And then
you walked out, and then guess what happened? Zach, get to my office.
You know what made me mad? He threw out the amount of money it was out openly.
And I heard that, man.
Everybody
could
hear that.
I'm still pissed.
I might have taken it if you kept it quiet, because it was.
Still waiting for a check. Oh, yeah, someone just texted in that the AP reporter thinks I'm a jackass. Well, it's vice versa. Ditto.
The who?
The AP reporter.
God.
Yeah, someone just texted. That might have been him who texted that in. I got to check that number.
You ready to check out? Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
we
Big O's coming up next.
Big O show's coming up. He usually starts in here about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, there he's coming. There I see him goes. Coming now. I see
anyway,
him coming
hey, have a great day, everybody. We'll do it again tomorrow morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.